The evolutionary process that occurs at the level of the individual is the same process that occurs at each level of interaction between individuals. When an individual invokes the energy of the archetype of spiritual partnership, not only the partnership that it forms with another individual is affected, but also its community, nation, and the global village. Your decision to evolve consciously through responsible choice contributes not only to your own evolution, but also to the evolution of all of those aspects of humanity in which you participate. It is not just you that is evolving through your decisions, but the entirety of humanity. If you wish the world to become loving and compassionate, become loving and compassionate yourself. If you wish to diminish fear in the world, diminish your own. These are the gifts that you can give. The fear that exists between nations is a macrocosm of the fear that exists between individuals. The perception of power as external that separates nations is the same that exists between individuals. And the love, clarity, and compassion that emerge within the individual that chooses consciously to align itself with its soul is the same that will bring sexes, races, nations, and neighbors into harmony with each other. There is no other way. Though each human being is responsible for the quality of life that he or she personally experiences, simultaneously, that extends to the macrocosm. The threat of nuclear annihilation, for example, is a macrocosmic idea or notion on our Earth, and it requires the complete evolution of the microcosm in order for that to evaporate. So long as those who strive to establish harmony at the level of nations have within themselves the anger and violence that they seek to heal between nations, the harmony that they seek to create at the macrocosmic level cannot come into being. What is in one is in the whole, and therefore, ultimately, each soul is responsible for the whole world.